MTB Cast.
What up, MTB Cast? This is Brett S. calling in again from Mexico. I think today was worthy of a double call-in. After I left you guys at the Chili Line Depot and headed up to the climb for the alternate, bumped into Carl. Carl was right behind me. We did the climb. I got up there a little quicker, and there was a couple. There was like a local couple that were coming out of a trailhead or whatever. And I mean, I'd love to make a rock talk back to me. So I basically pulled these guys over, and we're chatting them up. And when Carl got to the top of the hill, he goes, "Oh yeah, man, I forgot to ask you. Did you lose your rain pants?" And I look back on my bag, and I go, "Oh man!" So I totally lost my rain pants coming down the descent. That awesome descent that I was stoked on. But then come to find out, Eddie picked them up and had him at the Chili Line Depot. So I was standing there, and basically he was just like, turn my phone on, and I had one tiny, tiny bar. And the phone number for the place was on the queues, and I waited and waited and waited, and my phone was just sitting there, and all of a sudden it just clicked over, and it rang. And I barely moved a muscle, and I asked the lady who picked up, I go, "Is Eddie there?" And she's like, "Eddie? I don't know an Eddie." And Eddie was eating at the bar, and he's like, "What the hell?" So basically, if I wouldn't have pulled over and talked to that couple, I would have crested over the hill. Carl wouldn't have told me about my rain pants, and I wouldn't have waited at the top of the hill for Eddie to bring them back to me. So awesome move, Carl and Eddie. Stoked on that. So basically after that, Eddie and I did the whole alternate. Went pretty quick. There's a fair amount of road, but when we got back on track in Vallecitos, it had rained there earlier that day. So we basically crawled up the hill and then down to El Rito on fresh gravel. Like, the best way I could describe it was like getting first chair at the ski hill. Like, there was Carl's marks, and there was one truck that went through there. But other than that, we had free rein of whatever gravel we wanted. And it was like that perfect, tacky, grab your tire, perfect cornering kind of gravel. Like, it had just cleaned the slate. And we did the whole ride into El Rito like that. We could just pick your poison. It was just like, where do you want it? And it was just awesome, because it was just like fresh powder, but like gravel style. So that was a highlight. Got to El Rito. I helped a dude, Mike, start a trash fire. That's kind of cool. He kind of looked at me and asked me if I had a lighter, and I did have a lighter, and he was starting a burn barrel. So yeah, I helped a guy named Mike start a barrel full of trash on fire. That was cool. And then after that, mob down to Abiquiu, sitting in Abiquiu, Bodies. Who shows up? Josh Cotto. So we're sitting there, smashed, kind of, you know, waning hours of the day with the sun and everything. And also we stare up. Josh is standing right there. He goes, "Hey, I saw some Divide bikes out there. See who those are. So it was awesome. It was stoked. It was super cool to see Josh talk about the race, talk about the finish. Big mental boost for Eddie and I are going to push into the San Juan or as far as Cuba as possible, because that stuff between Abiquiu and Cuba is rough. But yeah, so I had to do a second call in. Rain pant, basically just like, yeah, Eddie saved the day with the rain pants. Awesome fresh gravel. There was no dogs in Vallecitos. There was two little ankle biters, but nothing. I did pull up right away. When I pulled up, I had a Rottweiler run up to me, but he basically sat at my feet, and I had to pet him before he moved. So Dog Alley was pretty tame this year. And then yeah, getting to see Josh at Bodie's was just a big mental boost. So Eddie's laying with his feet up. My bike's packed to the gills. But we're running on high and going to push on as far as we can with the last remaining bits of the sun. But awesome. Pumped on today, pumped for tomorrow, pumped for the rest of the race. And thanks for all the support. Cool. Talk soon.